Por favor, Esther, saludemos a Tariq Panja. Él es el investigador del New York Times, es especialista en denuncias. 20 años. Estuvo en Bloomberg, en Londres, en Río, y ha cubierto grandes controversias del fútbol, incluyendo una que nos comentó Félix de la famosa Superliga Europea. Tiene un libro muy interesante que se llama Football's Secret Trade. El presidente de la Conmebol habría recibido dinero recuperado en un escándalo de corrupción. Habla ahí Liche de Alejandro Domínguez. ¿De qué nacionalidad es Domínguez, Liche?
Julio, el...
Paraguayo, ¿no?
Paraguayo, sí. Paraguayo, el presidente de la Conmebol, Alejandro Domínguez. Se habla de este caso del FIFA Gate del 2015.
Vale. La primera pregunta es esa, Esther. ¿Qué prueba tiene él para señalar a Domínguez en su denuncia? Es decir, ¿qué le da sustento a la denuncia que él hace? Es que lo acusa de recibir millones de dólares.
Good morning, Tariq, and thank you so much for being here today with us at Caracol Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Nice to be with you.
We wanted to ask, what proofs do you have to point fingers at Domínguez, being able to say that he took millions reclaimed after the FIFA scandal?
This story took several months to put together and involves talking to three independent senior sources with direct information about this case. So we're confident in the reporting in that sense. And the level of granularity and the level of detail as well. And what's interesting about this particular case is this stemmed from the big FIFA scandal, stemmed from a United States Department of Justice investigation, and we've had multiple changes of leadership, both at FIFA and at the regional confederations, like CONMEBOL, and there have been promises of change and good governance. So what surprised us particularly was this claim is related to the return of monies that was proven and allegedly proven stolen by a previous leadership in Laos, Nicolás Laos, and other leaders of CONMEBOL.
Bueno, nos dice que esta es una historia que demoró muchos meses, que pudieron hablar con tres asociados independientes y que ellos están muy confiados también por el nivel de detalles. Y nos dice que lo interesante de este caso es que sale de este gran caso que ustedes mencionaban de la FIFA y del Departamento de Justicia de los Estados Unidos, que ha tenido pues múltiples cambios en las cabezas de esta organización, pero que todo realmente vuelve, que lo que les llama la atención de este del caso es que todo da vueltas a esa demanda que se había hecho antes con Nicolás Leos.
Señor Tariq, sin embargo, pese a que se ha dicho de manera no oficial que la Conmebol no conoce este tipo de denuncias, usted habla que hace más de un año se tenía conocimiento de ella, pero que no se había hecho público. ¿Hay algún pronunciamiento por parte de la Conmebol en esta investigación y en este caso que usted revela?
It is mentioned that there was knowledge of this almost a year ago, but has there been any new statements from the CONMEBOL regarding what you have said and this new investigation?
Well, yeah, what I find kind of surprising is CONMEBOL, I approached more than a week before publication of this story, and all they had sent to me was a denial of knowing there was an investigation. I sent them several other questions about whether Mr. Domínguez had, as the complainant alleges, received bonuses or commissions or premiums related to the return of CONMEBOL money from banks in Switzerland. And I didn't get a reply to that at all. I just got basically a list of links to public documents and public statements that have been produced by CONMEBOL. So nothing beyond CONMEBOL telling me we do not know anything about this investigation.
Pues Liche, él dice que lo que él encuentra sorprendente es que él se les acercó a la Conmebol hace unas semanas antes de publicar este artículo y que lo único que le respondieron es que ellos negaban que se sabía sobre esta investigación. Él dice que él también mandó algunas preguntas sobre Domínguez, sobre la plata, sobre el conocimiento, sobre los bancos en Suiza, pero que sobre esto no le dieron ninguna respuesta concreta y que realmente lo único que le respondieron fue una lista de pronunciamientos de la FIFA, de links, de cosas que ellos ya habían publicado y de estos pronunciamientos.
El FIFA Gate, como se conoce, estalló en su momento porque fue el Departamento de Justicia de los Estados Unidos que destapó el escándalo de corrupción. Pero hoy la administración Trump tiene la mejor relación con la FIFA. ¿Él cree que puede alguna instancia judicial tomar esta denuncia y llevarla adelante?
FIFA Gate erupted because of the Department of Justice. Nowadays, Trump has the best relationship with FIFA. Do you think that there is some instance that some major, maybe justice, could take this claim?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. And to be clear, all we've said here is there is a complaint. We have not said Mr. Domínguez is guilty of anything. It's only in the court of law. What the complaint is related to the FIFA ethics rules. Effectively, it's an abuse of power. Is the complaint here? What's striking also is the silence from FIFA. And I say this because after FIFA Gate, FIFA made public pronouncements that said if there was a complaint or an investigation into a senior football figure, a vice president of FIFA like Mr. Domínguez would count as that, they would comment on these cases to say if there was an investigation in this. And even FIFA have not said anything to us at all. And that surprises me at all. And then you have to look at the fact that Mr. Domínguez, as well as the president of Conmebol, is a very senior figure in FIFA. He's a vice president, one of eight. He was in charge of the FIFA's financial department, the treasury. He was the treasurer, in fact. And in that role, he had a role as among three people of deciding the salaries of important FIFA officials, including the president, Gianni Infantino. From the outside, people will be wondering whether, you know, these people are too close, almost too close to investigate. These are questions that have to be answered because of the nature of FIFA and how power works in global football.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tariq Panja, for this investigation through the New York Times. For you, good morning.
Thank you very much.